P-A-L-L-P podcast, yeah, we talk about that lesbian lifestyle. Sometimes it's deep. New episode, fourth day of the week. You already know that's Thursday. Just sit back, listen to that Ashley's Lesbian Lifestyle podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Here we are again with another episode of ALLP. I hope everybody that's listening has had an absolutely amazing day. My day has been pretty good myself. Really don't have too much to complain about. And I don't know if y'all have heard, but we got aliens. Yep, aliens out here, y'all. We got him. They out here. They down here. They are, in fact. And we know that because the government told us. Yep, it was like aliens are here. We have bodies in custody and all the other shit. And I'm going to tell you, for me, yeah, they told us and I went to the store. Like, I went on about my day because, for one, aliens have been here. Aliens did not just get here in 2023. Even last year, aliens have legit been here. And I just feel like the only reason the government is telling us is because either they're about to pop off, and by there I mean the government is about to pop off like a fake alien invasion. I feel it in my bones. Just like COVID, you know, what we went through, just like that was a big deal. I'm telling you, there's another big deal coming around the corner. Like, it's right around the corner. And I feel like the whole alien thing was just like, it's leading us into that. And again, I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but I'm telling you, my bones is talking to me and my bones is saying, prepare, stock up. I mean, because just think about it. The government never does or tells us anything that's beneficial to us. You know, they're killing us with food. And it's just like, I mean, just think, if nothing was gonna change, if we still had to go to work the next day, if we still had to keep paying bills, we weren't gonna get any type of, I forget, damn, what were those checks called that we were getting? Not refund checks. I don't know what they were called, but you know what I'm talking about. Stimulus checks. There's no stimulus checks that's going out, right? So we still got to keep paying bills. We got to go to work. We got to pay rent. There's no stimulus checks and nothing changes, but there's aliens. So why exactly do we give a fuck? We still keeping our good eye on y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, again, not a conspiracy theorist. Just, I don't know. Isn't it suspicious? And I did just want to mention in passing, like, it's August, it's Leo's dream right now, you feel me? Yep, my birthday is this month on the 16th to be exact, and a bitch will be outside, if you feel me. And yeah, just shout out to all the Leos. I know we was thawing out, you know, for a couple weeks, just preparing for our time to shine, and here we are. I'm out here, you know, sparkle, and yeah, shout out to y'all, and let's just hop right into the episode, because this is not even what it is about, and y'all already know what we're talking about. And today, we are talking about dating woes. Yep, and this is dating woes number three. Dating woes number three. And actually, to be honest with you, I don't even really remember when I made the last dating woes, but I'm going to tell you, in the last, for 2023, I have been on, and this may be sad to some of y'all, but I've only been on two dates, and that has been it. Like, there wasn't a follow-up date, there wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying, like, two dates of 2023, and that is from me being single all of 2022, and that was on purpose. I purposely wanted to do that. And 2023, it's like my foot is in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the dating pool, and then I'm like putting my foot in there. You know, just one. I'm just going, let me check the tent real quick, you know? And so that's where I am. And I know if you've listened to the last Dating Woes, or actually the podcast in its entirety, right? I've mentioned that the type of people or the person that I would want to date, the people that I would be interested in, the person, regardless of anything, you all know that sense of humor, you have to have a sense of humor, because I'm fucking funny and I want both of us to be laughing. You know what I'm saying? So aside from that, the next thing that I really wanted that was at the top of my list was this person has had to have done some healing, be on the verge. No, not on the verge. You have to be like in the midst of it. You have to be in healing. That's it. That's it. And by that, I mean like childhood traumas, past relationships, anything like that. You have to have fixed it, healed it, dealt with it, understood it, and then have changed it to, you know, whatever you need it to be, because everybody's different. And so that was my thing, because you all know, again, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I am on a healing journey. That's no secret. You know, healing from past relationships, like I just said, childhood traumas, other traumas that had nothing to do with childhood, and just me altogether. Because my biggest thing is that the next person that I date will not have to deal with anything that I've been through. This is a clean slate, fresh slate, and healthy, successful is what I'm going for, right? But anyway, when I made that statement, or when I said that, you know, I'm only going for people that are in healing, I didn't understand then that there was some loopholes to that makes you like, nah, I'm good on you. Good luck in healing. Like, I hope you go where you need to go, and I hope you do what you need to do, because in good job, because not everyone reaches the level, you know, even to the start point of healing. There's a lot of people who are just in their ways, have been through some shit, and just like, this is me now, and I'm just gonna go with it, you know? But the person that's like, you know what, I've been through this has happened to me, I've done this, and this is it. I wanna heal from this. I wanna correct this. I don't wanna bleed on people. I wanna heal the wound, you know? Good job to y'all, because it's not easy. It's really not easy, right? But like I was saying, when I made that statement, I didn't understand that there were some things that even in healing, it's like, nah, I'm good on you, you know? And I say that to say, one of the two dates that I have been on, it was with a person that was in healing. I want to reiterate, you know, she was in healing. However, it's just... So we're talking, right? And she's telling me, you know, all about herself. Of course, you know, we're getting to know each other, whatever the case. And she's just telling me about her past. And not that I'm holding anyone to their past, but there is a certain level where I'm like, nah, again. But she was the type of person to fight. She was a fighter, throwing hands, anyone can get it. You know, two piece and a biscuit, okay, is what she was on. That was her time, right? She slashed tires, not just once, not just twice, not just three times. No, it was three times, but still it was three too many times. And a user manipulator, the best manipulator, as she says, you know, in the past that was who she was. But now she's, you know, she's in healing because she doesn't want to be that person anymore. And, you know, and that's her story. And that's her story because everybody has one. Everybody has a story. Y'all know my story if you've been listening. So I have a story too. But it's just, I don't really know. I'm just saying, you know, as a fellow person that is in healing, it's just that, like I always say, nothing happens overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are all, if you are in healing, we are all on this journey just like everybody else. And so there are going to be certain hurdles and, you know, bumps and stuff in the road that we have to face. And we are going to be challenged a lot. I know I have been tested in healing, you know, with the same thing that I failed before, you know, when I wasn't in healing and now I'm in healing. And so it's like, here I am again. What am I going to do? I failed again, but it's healing. So it's just like, there's next time. You know what I'm saying? Go out and get them, tiger. And that's how it is. You feel me? So there are going to be times where we fall short and we don't do what we want to do or what needs to be done. So we will like resort back to our old ways, but just for a moment, because we are in healing again. So it's like our mind is catching and we're learning. Everything is a learning lesson, right? But it's just different for me, because for me, my healing what am I healing from, right? I'm healing from being a former people pleaser. People pleasing and stuff like that. I am healing from previously not having any boundaries. None at all. Who didn't have boundaries? It was Ashley. I didn't have none. No boundary, wide open. All right? That was me. And so my healing is, I've created those things, you know, boundaries. You see what I'm saying? Self-esteem, getting that up where it needs to be and all that other shit, right? And so for me, when I resort back or if I fall short, it's just like me saying yes to something that I really want to say no to. That's what that is. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? But then for another person who is healing or, yeah, healing and then trying to change, you know, turn over a whole completely different new leaf. If their previous things was like fighting people, pulling out knives, punching people in the face, slashing tires, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if you fall short one day and then now I'm now who goddamn, you know, now I gotta tussle is what I'm saying. So it's just like, I didn't know, like for me before when I said that, like, oh, you have to be in healing, I didn't really think about the levels, you know what I'm saying? But there definitely are levels, because you what if somebody used to murder people, but then like they change, I don't murder people anymore. What if they, you know, relapse? Now they, you, I'm not, I don't know. And it feels a lot like judgment. It does. It feels like I'm judging somebody. It feels like I'm judging somebody. Like, how dare I judge somebody? Like, I know. I feel it in my chest. I don't know. Is it anxiety? I don't know. But it's just like, I wish everybody well. I really wish everybody well. And I hope everybody does get to the level to where they understand that there is something that needs to be healed. However, at the same point, it's just like, I'm sorry. Not me. You're a great person. And we could even be friends. I know I say that a whole lot. But like, we can be friends. We could definitely be friends. You got my number. Hit me up, bro. If you trying to hang out, like, boom, I'm just a call away, you know, text away, because I'm probably not going to answer. But like, text me and I will definitely reply. But like, no, I'm good, you know. And it's crazy, especially for me, just like the fact that I'm over here passing up people, you know, like, look at me having options and shit, you know, like before, and I'm not even gonna hold you, before I was that person that was like, would deal with anything just to say I had somebody, just to say I was in a relationship, you know, we fighting every day, they cheating, but guess what, bae, I got bae, me and bae. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was on. That's what I was on. And so now the fact that I'm just like, nah, a bitch ain't settling. I'm not settling for anybody. I'm not settling for anybody for anything, bro. Like, you literally have to come with something. And by that, I don't mean like financial. I'm not like, you gotta, you know, nothing like that. But I'm just saying, like, emotional intelligence on 1,000. You feel me? Like, I'm not playing the games. I'm not doing that anymore. But that's where I'm at. And the fact that I don't know how many, like, we have 5 months left in this month or something like that. And so that means I will be going on 2 years since I have been single. And that's okay with me, bro. I'm okay with that. Because for me, I have been consistently in a relationship since 18. Like, every fucking year of my life. Who is Ashley? We don't know, you know? So these 2 years, well, almost 2 years, I've used them wisely, I feel like. So, do I want a girlfriend? Yes, I do. But I'm not doing anything to get one. Because again, I'm not gonna lie. I want to kiss some lips. Like, I mean, boom, I said it. And I didn't even mention the sexual part of it. But it's just something about kissing that's just like, makes, you know, pulls up my heartstrings or something. I don't really know. But I'm fucking with it. But getting back on topic, I just feel like a bitch has too much to offer. I have too much to offer to be settling for anything. And that's for everybody out there. Listen, if you're dating decisions haven't been the best in the past. Just take a beat. Just take a moment. Find out why. Find out why. And I promise you, once you find out, you're going to be able to, like, you know, rearrange that. And then so your future choices can be better. And I'm actually living on that shit right now because I'll be damned if I make the same mistake 8 times. Like, no. I'm not doing it. Take me now. If y'all see me, if y'all hear me come on this podcast and I'm like, I'm in a relationship, y'all, we fighting. Like, just be like, stop the podcast. You need to take a beat. And I'm like, all right, I feel you. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. Like, I don't know, but yeah, I'm not making the same mistake that I've made in the past. So yeah, if you're in healing, just know that, just look for it. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It is there. And don't get antsy from being single. Don't be like, oh my God, I've been single for this amount of time, or, you know, I need somebody. No, don't do that. That's the last thing that you want to do. Don't do that. Because when you do that, you're going to end up settling. And so what you're going to want to do is, is just use that time and invest in yourself, in whatever that means to you. You know what I'm saying? And for me, one thing that I had to learn with being on this journey, goddamn, was that even if you're not giving anybody anything physically, even if you're not like money, monetary gain, nothing physically, you're not exchanging anything physically, right? I had to understand that people are still taken from me. You know what I'm saying? It's my energy that people would take from me. Relationships, friendships, everything, you know, that was what they were getting from being around me. And I never understood that until I got on this healing journey, you know, and then that explained a whole hell of a lot. And something that, you know, what else is crazy is that growing up, my mom, she always told me, you know, just don't be giving your private parts to anybody. You don't give that to anybody, you know, but she never mentioned like that energy. That's the thing too. And that's the thing that should be protected just as your private parts, you know? It should be protected. And I was never told that, but I damn sure found out with on this healing journey. And that is literally what's keeping me from settling. I'm not doing that shit no more. Did it, got the t-shirt, the scars, every damn thing. And I'm not doing that anymore. So lesson to y'all, moral of the story, don't settle, find your worth, and you gonna meet your queen. Boom, I said it. Mm-hmm. And that concludes this episode as well as this season, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for... I'm not sorry for being me. No, I be doing accents and different characters sometimes. But no, yeah, that is the end of this episode and this season. This is season 5, 25 episodes in. We have done... And I don't know how it was for you. I hope you all enjoyed this season. Like, I really hope you did. It was 25 episodes in. And this was one of the harder seasons. And I don't mean, like, the podcast. I mean my life during this time. It was a trying time. But I was here with you all, okay? With a smile on my face. And I hope y'all are ready for season 6. 6 seasons. Number 6. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6! I don't know what season... Hold on, let me check. Alexa, how do you say season in Spanish? Okay, hold on one more time. Alexa, how do you say season in Spanish?
Season in Spanish is temporada.
Temporada. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Unpotara 6. Oh, god damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait, Alexa. How do you say season in Spanish?
Season in Spanish is temporada.
Temporada 6. Okay. Whew. God. That was a struggle. For the people who don't know, my memory is short as hell. Okay, I don't remember anything. So that whole thing, that is my life. So welcome to it. But as always, go over to that Instagram page, ALLP_podcast. Follow, tell everybody about it. We need to get them followers up, if you will. And whatever streaming platform you're listening on, please give this episode or the entire podcast 5 stars. Leave a good review just telling everybody you fucking with me. I would really greatly appreciate that. Again, this is the end of season 5. We are coming. Well, I am coming with season 6. As always, until next time, y'all, thank you for listening.